Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Larson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Schofield goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Clemente scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Bond reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bond moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bond scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis takes first base on ball four. Aspromonte moves to third. Wynn moves to second. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn strikes out. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynch moves to second. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Larsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Astros 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schofield moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Schofield scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch is walked intentionally. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon, who is chasing the ball. Aspromonte reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alley. Aspromonte scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wynn. Alley reaches second base with a double. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Alley moves to third. One out. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Astros 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bond. Bailey scores. Clendenin moves to second. It's 4-2, Pirates. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to third. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alley is walked intentionally. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell takes first base on ball 4. Alley moves to second. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 4 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Lilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Willie Stargell now playing left field. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bond hits a ball on the ground into left field. Stargell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Staub moves to third. Bond moves to second. Al McBean now pitching. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Pirates. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bond scores. That run is unearned. It's Astros, 4, Pirates, 4. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0 for 3 in the game. Brand hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Manny Mota pinch hits for Willie Stargell. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws to second. Morgan drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Morgan. Mota moves to second. Two outs. Dave Justy now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mota scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Pirates. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clendenin is hit by the pitch. Bailey moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 4 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Astros 4. The Astros will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McBean fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman pinch hits for Dave Justy. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field. Mota picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mota. Morgan moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 4 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and Houston Astros, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.